Now is the time. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Now is the time. The world can go around and around and around, and things can take place around us. Life can be very busy, very active. People come and go. All these things make the world seem as though it's very busy. Well, the people who get the most out of living are the people who say, now is the time. If you're living for tomorrow, it never comes. And if you're living for yesterday, you're interpreting it how you remember it or how you think about it or how you consider it. But when you live in now, there is no other time to consider, and you're just doing what you're doing because basically, it comes naturally. All of us have the privilege of living our life in a very dynamic, wonderful way if we choose. We can live our life in doing what comes naturally and find that it's not tough at all. It's not difficult at all. It's not a challenge at all. It's not anything at all. It's just fun. Now, a lot of people think that life has to be a challenge, that you have to have every moment something going on that makes you feel that you're special, that makes you feel you're contributing something to the world, that you're doing something outstanding. Well, if that's the way you feel and that's the way you live, go ahead. But you're going to be very unhappy because nothing can satisfy you. You never achieve the goals you have in mind because they're always out there in front of you. Oh, you go after them and you get some of the goals and you think that you've achieved some of these things, but they're nothing compared to what you're doing if you're living happy in the now, if you're living happy this moment. Think of it. You're watching a ball game and you see the ball being hit back and forth and you see the players running around the field and you see them very active. Now, too, someone who was unaware of a ball game and unaware of what was going on, they'd think that the people are out there just having fun. They're just running here and there and doing this and that, and they're just having fun. It's just a great fun thing. And other people would look at it and say, what foolishness. Why are they doing that? And you look at a football field. That's a big old field. And you see the players running from one end of the field to the other end of the field to the other end of the field. They just go zippity-doo-dah, and they play soccer, and they kick that ball back and forth, and they hit it with their heads and their shoulders, and they do everything. They're amazing. Movement, movement, movement. And they're not tired. They are so intrigued, so enthralled with the moment that they're playing that game that their body just exudes the energy that it's built to exude. Their body just exudes the energy that it is consisting of. Their body is alive, alert, and enthusiastic about living. And they live well. Can you say the same thing for yourself? When you go forth in your daily activities, perhaps it's not playing soccer, and you maybe not be running up and down the field and jumping all over the place, but in your mind, in your heart, in your thought, in your attitude, are you excitedly involved in what you're doing? You can. You can be as excitedly involved in cutting a bouquet of flowers as someone is who's running up and down the basketball field. They run up and down the court, they feel they are accomplishing something. They're playing a game, they're tapping the ball on the floor, and they're just having a ball. They're building up skills. They're building up all sorts of fun things. If they win, good. If they lose, good. Doesn't really matter. The game is the thing. How well have they played the game? Some people lose sight of the game, and they think that it's something that you have to win. If you don't win, then there's nothing worthwhile in life. Well, if that's your attitude, you lose a lot, I'm sure. In fact, you lose all the way around. People who play the game moment by moment, enjoying each little moment that comes their way, treasuring each little moment, feeling that each little moment is the most exciting, the most wonderful, the most dynamic, the most beautiful thing in the world. It's like Heinz was saying the other day, his sister is making lobster for him for dinner and doing all sorts of special treats for him. And he just finds that so wonderful. He doesn't say she's doing it because of something. He's just saying she's doing it and he's loving it. Now, if he were to think that she were doing it because of a reason, because she might not be able to make them for her because she's got to go back to Switzerland and she's got to do the other things or whatever reasons, that she would lose the moment. And he would lose the moment. And everyone would lose the moment. The moment is the only time that we have. The now. And when we make that dinner for Heinz, and he eats it with gusto, and his sister looks at him and says, "Wow, that's so great." And his attitude is beautiful and uplifting and supportive and fabulous. Because that's his nature. Because that's what comes natural to Heinz. Now, what comes natural to you? What comes natural to you? Is coming natural to you enjoying life as you go along? I remember Heinz telling me a story. He was working for his dad in Switzerland, and they were doing some building. And it was getting near quitting time, and Heinz felt like he wanted a beer. And so he said to the other guys, "Come on, guys, I'll buy you a beer." Well, here the boss's son is going to buy him a beer and take him out. Surely they can go. Well, now, the boss didn't think too much of that, although the boss was that kind of guy, too. When he thought of doing something, he did it. He lived in the now. Heinz always lives in the now. He finds each moment exciting and adventure. Oh, he told me many other adventures of his youth and his growing up years in Switzerland and the things that he does. And he starts a candle business, and after a while he tires of it, and he sells it. And then he builds a house, and he tires that, and he sells it. But he builds it beautiful. He builds it fantastic. He builds a candle business fantastic. He did everything for the now, just like you and I. We can do everything for now. If we do every single thing that we do right now and enjoy it, wow, what a great experience it is. I tell you so often, I'm looking out my window here at the Hermitage high in the Southern California mountains, and there's a gentle breeze blowing and a pure blue sky in the background, and my mountain pine trees are sort of a heavy-duty pine tree, they are standing here next to my windows, and they're watching me as I'm giving my talks, and they're nodding their head. A gentle breeze is sort of whisking back and forth through the trees, and they look so lovely, and I look at them, and I say, "Wow, isn't that nice?" Now, occasionally a bird will come and sit on one of the branches and sort of wiggle with the branch and flow with the branch, not thinking a thing about it. And when the bird is ready to take off, it opens its feet, and off it goes by swinging its wings into focus, and away it goes. Now, does it have an idea where it's going to go? No. It's tucked away in the tree, and it can't see too well. So it gets out in the open and gets above the trees, and then it sees everything. Oh, it has a general idea of where it wants to go, but it just goes because it's its nature to go, and it does what comes naturally. Would you like to be a bird? Would you like to be a bird and fly in the sky and just do what comes naturally? Well, now, some people might not think that's so good, because a bird is always searching for food. A bird is always searching for water. A bird is always searching for a breeze to fly on. A bird is always searching for a mate, perhaps. A bird is always maybe building its family nest and building these things and putting straw in there and doing all its things. And then they put eggs in there, and they sit on the eggs, and the eggs hatch, and then out come little birdies, and then the birds get big enough after mommy and daddy feed them, and then they take off and fly away, and mom and dad never see the kids again. And perhaps they're part of a flock, perhaps they're part of a group, but they're not part of an individual local family. They live a different life than humans do, but yet they live a life that's built on having fun, being themselves, and doing whatever it is that comes naturally. You and I, we can do what comes naturally by just listening to our heart, by just listening to the voice within us that tells us what to do each given instant. If we're going to sit down and write a letter, we don't know what we're going to write about. We think, oh yes, we must tell our friends about our trip. And so we sit down and we start writing the letter. And we start saying about the trip. And in a very short time, we're done with the trip. And they say, oh yeah, and you know, we're building on our house here. Oh yeah, and John's going to a special class in junior college. Oh yeah, and you see, living the moment. You start writing the letter and you think you're going to write about one thing, and if you're creative and if you let yourself go, be yourself and have fun, you start writing about everything that's happening to you and all the wonderful adventures that are taking place in your life and all of the grand things that are happening, and you don't even think about it. But each adventure that you write about is living in the now. Each activity that you report on is a now adventure, a now activity. It's something that you're thinking of right now. And if you're thinking of your trip and you're telling people about your trip, you're not telling them about your trip. You're telling them about what you think you did on your trip. You think you went here and you looked there and you looked up at the Eiffel Tower. You looked over at the Seine. You looked over at the people. You looked over at the East Bank, the West Bank, and the North Bank, and the South Bank. And you looked all over and you thought to yourself, wow, is that beautiful? Now, how do you report that? You just say, I stood there and I turned around and around and looked at all the scenery and it was just so glorious. I just soaked it in and I just wanted to remember it forever, because when I go home to the mountains in Southern California, I want to remember all the adventures that I had and the good things that I had. And yet I don't want to only that. I don't want to bind myself to that. I want to be free. But let it be a passing thing. Let it be a passing thing. But you see, each time I think of the adventure, I think of it in new eyes, in new words, in new attitudes. I have new remembrances. And perhaps I told the story yesterday, and now I'm telling the story again today. And today I'm telling it differently because I'm remembering some different things. Because today it started to rain a little bit. Oh, yeah, we had a little bit of rain over in Europe, and then we did this here. Oh, yeah, but you didn't mention that the first time. First time, you just talked about the sun. Maybe the second time, you talked about the wind. Another time, you talked about the rain. Another time, you talked about going out on a sailboat. Another time, you talked about walking down the street. Oh, every individual adventure is being yourself and having fun. And each adventure makes life an exciting activity, gives energy to everything that we think about. You know, some people, they think they're going to die. Oh, yes, they're going to die. They say the doctors have given them an ultimatum, you're going to die in so many days. Well, I've had a lot of people who said they were going to die. The doctors told them they were going to die. And then I talked to them and I said, you don't have to die unless you want to. If you want to, that's okay. And if you don't want to, that's okay too. And if you don't want to, just change your attitude. Just decide you're going to live. Just decide you're going to make another adventure. Another adventure, another adventure. That you're going to live each moment as it comes along. You're going to live each now in the now. And living each now in the now, there is timelessness and eternity, which is ours forever. And if the moment we put time limits on things, the moment we try to say that the end is coming, or this is that, or that is that, how many times have we been told that the end of the world is coming? Well, people will tell us more times yet, because that's a fun now adventure that some people enjoy. What adventure do you enjoy? Do you enjoy the adventure of living? Do you enjoy the adventure of being fantastic? Do you enjoy the adventure like Heinz does every single moment? He lives with all the energy in his body, and he just lives so vitally and dynamically and powerfully that he's the happiest man that ever walked the face of the earth. Can you say that for yourself? You can if you want to. But if you do it, then remember, now is the only time there is. Now is the time that you live every moment of your life. Now. Now is the joy that you get out of life, because it's the joy you put into it. Let's live our eternity now. Let's live our immortality now. Let's live our allness now, followed by another now and another now and another now. Endless nows, and how great it is. Join me in this wonderful now adventure, because it is a terrific experience, and only you can do it. Already? I love you. I love you. I love you.